Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. And if you are just joining us, it's hour two of the Rod Peterson Show on this Friday, October the 25th. Huge weekend around here. NHL Heritage Classic is in town. Jets and Flames practicing today at Outdoor Mosaic Stadium, playing tomorrow night there, 8 p.m. Mountain on NBC. And who's got CBC or Sportsnet's got it in this country? Do you know?
So the game tomorrow,
be there.
It should be on CBC. It's the second game, the late game of the Hockey Night in Canada broadcast.
It's just going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
By the way, for the baseball fans, the Washington Nationals are in the driver's seat as Game 3 of the World Series goes tonight on their home turf. The Nats lead the Astros 2-0 in the best-of-seven series after taking the first two in Houston. Tonight's pitching matchup features Houston's Zach Greinke against Washington's Anibal Sanchez. And in hour one, Eddie Steele joined us from Edmonton, Grey Cup champion, to break down week 20 in the CFL. Friday Night Football tonight is the Bombers, home to the Calgary Stampeders. Zach Caleros getting the start for the Bombers, and then a triple header in the CFL tomorrow. Before we go any further, we do it every week. It is our Sask Snow Beef WHL prospect profile. And this week, it is Braden Schneider of the Brandon Weekings. Very appropriately, Darren, he wears number two.
Yeah.
As we're recognizing number twos today.
Why do you think we waited to put this segment on today
it works
instead of
so
yesterday?
Well. Works so well. He's from Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, 6'2", 210. He's a projected first-round pick in the 2020 NHL draft. How does McCrimmon always pull this off? Another star with the Weekings. Eh, Frenzy?
Yep.
And
they keep coming, don't they? Eh?
You're like Inspector Gadget, or the bad guy in Inspector Gadget.
Why?
Darn you, Gadget.
Well, I know they always just crank him out over there in Brandon.
Unbelievable.
And the voice of the Wheat Kings, Brandon Crowe, says on the scouting report, he's PA tough and not scared of anyone. Big, heavy D-man with a hard shot who plays similar to Ryan Pulock, who was a great Wheat Kings defenseman too, by the way. So yeah, congrats Braden Schneider on the great season. Keep it rolling. And thank you to Saskatchewan Snow Beef for presenting the WHL Prospect Profile weekly. And you can get their product at Local and Fresh, or it's served in the beef at Crave Kitchen and Bar in downtown Regina. It is fantastic. Like, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Head on into Crave this weekend for NHL Heritage Classic festivities if you're looking for somewhere to go, if you're a visitor in town. Sean joining us here. I'm not sure. Clark, you tell me where we're going next. When I say Sean joining us, no, he says Sean from Saskatoon. Haven't been able to tune in lately, but definitely wasn't going to miss a football Friday. Well, hang on, Sean. We'll get to more of these CFL games. There are four this weekend. But we got Colby Armstrong joining us from Rogers Sportsnet. He's got his finger in so many pies. I don't know where to start with this guy. The old arm dog, Saskatoon proud. Good morning, Colby.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, where are you in Pittsburgh today? Where are you at?
No, I'm in Toronto. I did Battle of the Blades last night, and I'm now going to do the Leafs game tonight against San Jose.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I said. You're a busy guy.
What am I doing?
Yeah. You're a father of four, too. I don't know how you're doing it, but let's start with all the time and everything. But let's start with Battle of the Blades, because I remember when Kelly Chase was on, and he narrowly lost out on a vote, a national vote. We tried our best to help him. What's this going to come down for you? Is it talent, or is it votes that are going to decide this Battle of the Blades thing for you on CBC?
Yeah, well, I think it's votes. It's votes. I think it's kind of the reality of the show here down at the last little bit. We voted off Colton and Amanda as a pair last night, which is really tough to do. I don't like that part of the judging. That part of the judging stinks. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and it comes down to the final show next week, and all the votes leading up to next week will pick the winner. So my job is done. My work is done, and there's three competitors left and, three pairs left. So, yeah, just a reality show. My hands are out of it now. My hands are out of it. Canada picks the winner, and it ends next week, and I can get back to my regular life after that.
Seems like he's ready to.
Yeah. How are you judging figure skating? Is it just like, hey, I like that. That looked really cool. Like, how do you judge it?
Yeah, well, good question. I every night going into the show, I'm like, what am I? And the best part is like Scott Virtue and Moyer and Tessa Virtue were our guest judges last night, and then on Thursday they'll be back again. And I'm up there with Kurt Browning, so it's like a legendary figure skater, Kurt Browning, the king and queen of figure skating of Canada, Scott and Tessa, and a guy from Saskatoon. Like, what am I doing up there?
But, do you usually agree, though, when it comes down to it?
What's that, sorry?
Do you usually agree when it comes down to it? With the final stroke, who's winning it?
I think we do. Yeah, I think we do. I think we kind of see the things the same way. It's, you know, how good some of these hockey players have got at doing it is incredible to see. But definitely, I think Sheldon and for me, Sheldon and Bruno stand out as two of the top skaters, just like pure skating ability. But what Natalie has to do, who's left in the final as well as a female, and get lifted in the air and do a lot of the stuff that, you know, the female pair skater has to do is super, super hard. But she absolutely goes for it like a maniac out there. So she's been awesome. But yeah, the lead up, we have, you know, judging meet and everything to go over kind of what we're looking for or what we're feeling heading into it as we get to watch the dress rehearsal prior. It's not the same, quite the same as the energy you see during the live show, but you kind of have a general feel of you know, what kind of program they're going to do or what it looks like. And I obviously have a wealth of figure skating knowledge that I apply to everything I talk about.
I'm not going to keep it too long, Colby. We're having a few connection issues, but it's passable, right? But it's not perfect. Yeah. But hey.
Yeah, it's sketching out.
Yeah. I did a dinner with two friends of yours, as I learned. Matthew Barnaby and Andre Waugh Saturday night in Arcola.
Oh, you did.
Oh, it was amazing.
Hoo-hoo.
You can imagine how it went. And yeah. Ross said, no wonder all the Sasky guys I played with chew snuff and wear cowboy boots if this is what Saskatchewan's like. You can imagine. So with the Heritage Classic here in Sasky this week, are you running around beating your chest there in Toronto and stuff saying, that's my province? Because they're pretty jacked around here for this game.
Yeah, no, I'm excited and I'm proud of Saskatchewan. Yeah, I think and I got to go there obviously for the Memorial Cup and the Eagles concert that you guys had at the stadium there, and to see it and to see what the stadium looks like, it's like a really nice stadium. It's going to be a great venue for a game, and I think you know, people for those events to style games travel in from all over, so it's going to be awesome to kind of show off how nice that place is. And it's a cool moment for any time you can get NHL hockey in the province. I think it's going to be great. I wish I could go to it. I wish I could be home to go to it. So, yeah, I'm beating my chest and puffing it out a little bit, and proud of Saskatchewan. I know everyone will get behind it as well. They're, you know, we saw what you guys did in Regina for the Memorial Cup and how great people are at volunteering to set up a great event in Saskatchewan, and I think it's gonna be awesome. They're gonna put on a great show.
You mentioned that you're doing the Leafs game tomorrow night. Carlo Koliakova was on with us yesterday, talked about the heat on that team. He put on a little heat on that team. What's it like in Toronto right now?
Yeah, well, talking to fans on the street, walking around, everyone's wondering what's going on with the Leafs. It is a hot time of the season for them, for whether it's you know, Tavares injury or the start that they've had so far, are the up and down inconsistencies in their game, and kind of to play a little bit more hard-nosed hockey, I say, for the brand of style that they do play. And then the starts that they've got off to in games where they've literally given up the first goal in almost every season here so far. So the Leafs are doing a little bit of searching right now, I think, and trying to find their identity and getting poked and prodded, I think, by Babcock on what he wants. But they're a fast, skilled team, and can they kind of muster up the style of game that's going to be winning hockey? And, you know, I think we saw, like, everyone got a good lesson from Tampa Bay last year on what they are. And I think the Leafs are built along similar lines as well, that, you know, it takes more than just that skill to get through it and win games and to do it right and to understand the right way to play hockey. And, you know, I think, you know, we look at the contracts for guys too, and they're making big money and expected to do a lot of really, you know, big things. And at the same time, Babcock said it right. Like, we need to mature as a team. And I think they're searching right now for what the recipe is.
Well, it's a long season. That's what this time of year is for, but yeah. It's fun to watch. Colby, thanks. Good luck on Battle of the Blades. We'll do what we can for you out here. And till next time, thank you.
All right. Enjoy the outdoor game tomorrow, everybody. Have fun with it.
We will. Colby Armstrong joining us from Toronto, Saskatoon boy, NHL great, and Memorial Cup champion. It is a Football Friday. When we come back, we've got more topics to get to. And one of those that I've been waiting all week to get to, and I will next with Frenzy and Darren DuPont, is now that Cody Fajardo has signed the big deal with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, a two-year extension, as he called it, a franchise deal. How's he going to play, fellas? You know what they say when you're in a contract year?
It's a good question.
You're hungry. Now he got paid. What, will it change him?
No.
We'll talk about that. Hey, hold on to your bingo cards, Frenzy. That's what we'll talk about when we come back. It is a Football Friday, and we'll get into the pigskin next on the Rod Peterson Show. Facebook Live, listen live at rodpeterson.com, and catch our podcast at CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital GMC. We have over 1,000 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $17,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new and used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the greatest auto sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bust down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's greatest auto sale.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now back to the studio with Rob.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Football Friday. And listen, you got to forgive us a little bit for the Hockey Talk. It is NHL Heritage Classic weekend. It's the biggest hockey weekend, I would suggest, in Regina history, probably Saskatchewan history. The NHL's here. The Jets and the Flames, Saturday night at Mosaic Stadium. Football and hockey morph. It's perfect. Like they said in Seinfeld, worlds colliding, Jerry. And it's happening here this weekend. On the Prairie Mobile text line at 840-8777, Kent writes in, he says, hey Rod, Kent from Calgary, driving in for the Heritage Classic. Flames fan, but lifelong Riders fan. You can always talk about how good the Riders are. Happy to listen live for the first time. Thank you, Kent, for tuning in. Sounds to me like he's a Facebook veteran of the show, watching. But yeah, you can always listen daily at rodpeterson.com/listen live. Now, some lady wrote in and she said she liked my outfit. A couple things. One, I'm wearing the poppy because I was with the Army guys last night, Royal United Services Institute, and they said Friday the 25th is when you start wearing the poppy.
Yeah.
You guys are forgiven. It's all good.
Wait a second.
Wait a second.
You grabbed one, and you didn't bring one for the rest of us. Weren't you giving Kelly Rempel a bunch of heck for that?
I didn't actually grab one. I had this at home.
I'm kidding.
So sorry. But yes, anyways, so that's the poppy. And then this coat that I'm wearing is a quick zip Colin O'Brien's dress shirt. You see my shirt and tie over there. So this is a Batman type getaway. So I don't know that I'll wear a collared shirt every day, but thank you, Donna, in Central Butte for the nice comments on the outfit. But the reason that we're putting on the suit is the NHL luncheon, the Legacy Luncheon over at Queensbury. It's at Queensbury, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
That's where we're going.
Racing over there for the luncheon that the commissioner, Gary Bettman, is speaking at. And there's alumni here. Shane Doan's been added to the Winnipeg Jets alumni that's going to be here, along with Dave Ellett and Thomas Steen from the Flames, Jamie McCowan and Lanny McDonald. To quote Lynch, it's just going to be fantastic. Now, on the Gary Bettman thing, I went on a long monologue yesterday on why Gary Bettman should not be booed this weekend in Saskatchewan whenever he's introduced. I assume he'll have some role Saturday night on the ice in the opening ceremonies, which is going to be huge. Tom is watching in Arizona, and he writes on Twitter, he says, hockey is slowly becoming popular again in the United States. It will never reach its peak like it did with the Big Six, but times are different and demographics have certainly changed. Here in Arizona, we actually have a winning hockey team and fans are supporting. Now, that's what my Phoenix friends often said when I was down there. Lynch, your lawyer's one of them. But the people said, if we had a team here, a winning team, we'd come.
Fantastic.
Don't blame Glendale. Don't blame the fact that other things are going on. The team's been crappy. And with all due respect, Tom, in Arizona, they haven't made the playoffs since 2011. So I know it's exciting and they're getting good crowds now. I'll believe it when I see they're back in the playoffs. That's good. But people say Arizona's not a hockey market. It would be if the team was decent. But you said, Darren, a great comment came in on the Instagram feed on Bettman.
Yeah, I'll pull it up. There was a couple of good comments that came in on Gary Bettman, which I thought was really great. How cool would it be if Regina and Saskatchewan starts the trend of applauding Bettman? He's bringing us a primetime North American sporting event that we should be thankful for. Who does that? Chris Knoll, that comment comes from. So thank you, Chris, for that from Coronac.
He's right.
Yeah.
We should applaud him.
Well, not just stand up and do a polite little golf clap. Like, jump out of your seats. Go wild.
Yeah.
Ring the cowbell for Gary Bettman.
Somebody
from
else.
From what we're told, he's the reason this game's here.
And he says he is really amazed at the great success of Saskatchewan hockey. Saskatchewan's a great hockey province, he says. He stands up for us.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't before 20 years ago. He does now.
One more.
And that's great.
What else? Belcourt. It is ridiculous. Always was. Deep down, we dislike the fact that someone has more power than us. How many times have we heard, fire the coach, or get rid of the insert political leader here? Somehow, we always think that we have the answers and we would do a better job. The longer they remain, the more petty and baseless the arguments become, and no one remembers why they hate them so much.
That's right.
We forget.
That
I do it because we do it.
That is so true.
All in my rant yesterday.
Yes.
It started in the 90s for the reason that Bettman didn't care about Canada. He figured it out. He changed, but he's still getting booed.
Yep.
And that's wrong. So let's start a new tradition here with 33,000 people in the house Saturday night. Nelson at Phoenix writes in and he says, I'm surprised they aren't having an alumni game. Well, who knows why they didn't have an alumni game? That's their business, not ours. Let's just enjoy the fact there is an NHL game. By the way, my wife's watching, tunes in and says, lunch is at the International Trade Center.
Just
around the corner. We would have found it.
Yeah.
We would have found it. Lynch, your ride has arrived. So I want to get your take on my take of Cody Fajardo. Now, listen, I don't think that his play is going to drop off, even though he signed the big ticket on Monday and the two-year extension. I'm just saying, could it? What do we expect out of Cody Fajardo, who in the Three Down Nation article I saw, I believe he said that he signed for $85,000 here this year. That was what he signed for in the offseason.
Yep.
And if he pulled every single nickel out of that contract with bonuses and starts and all the incentives, he'd make $150,000.
Yep.
And now he's up to $450,000 roughly for the next two seasons starting next year. I'm sure he got some little bonus for this, signing this now, right?
Mm-hmm. I heard what the figure was.
What was it? Lynch, what'd you hear?
$150,000.
But I didn't think that bonus came until the new year. But he's getting something now, right? So my point is, do we expect him to continue on this trajectory up? Does he plateau or does he in some way drop? And don't think that the money doesn't affect you between the years, because it does. I'm not saying it will with Cody, but it has with other players.
I'm a believer in this guy. I've been around a long time. I shouldn't be like that. But I really believe this guy's for real. A great football player, a great guy. We were so frightened about the football season going into it with no quarterback at all. We thought we were going to finish last. It's going to be a terrible season. We talked in March and April. We were just frightened to death. And then all of a sudden, this guy dropped into the scene, and he's been sensational. Just wonderful. One of the top quarterbacks in the league. I think he'll keep on improving because he wants to. His wife's going to come back up here. They're going to be married. They're going to live here.
They are married.
They're married now. They want to really do a good job for Saskatchewan. He's got it. He knows what Saskatchewan's all about. I can't believe it, but I really think he does. And he's a wonderful guy. He sold me. I think he'll continue to play well. And with him as a quarterback, we'll be contenders for first place in the Grey Cup every year. Every year he's got his health.
Yeah, I agree with you. He's done all of the things that he should do. He's done all of the things that he needs to do to make us believers. He's made me a believer, seeing him in the community, seeing him on the field, listening to him mic'd up during games in practice, all those types of things. He's doing all the right things. But here's the thing about money and contracts. I find that money doesn't change people. It doesn't change you, but it exposes you, who you are. And if you're a guy who's sitting there just being, I'm going to work, make my money, and then sit in the sun and buy the jewelry, that's who you've always been. But you're a hard worker just to get there. That's who you are, right? But if you're a guy who really loves the game, wants to win, it's about the people, it's about the process, then he's not going to change. So money doesn't change people. It exposes who they really are. And I think we know enough about who Cody really is that I don't think it's going to change him. But don't look at the next 2 weeks as him being exposed for who he is or not, if he plays well or doesn't play well. It's a long-term thing. But if the process is still there and he continues to put in the work, yeah, the money and the big contract, it's just going to expose who he really is. Look at Tom Brady. The guy hasn't stopped working since he got into the league. And once he made it, he worked even harder. Now that he turned 40 and going to play, he wants to play till he's 45, he continues to work harder and harder and harder because for him, it's about that, not about the money. The money is a nice reward, but it doesn't change people.
Now, I see up here, Wayne Grollo agrees with me that Cody is the new Glenn Dobbs. And that's right. Taking over the city. They love him in this town. They'll name the city after him. It was Dobberville in 51. Fajardoville, I don't know. Does that work?
It does. I think Fajardoville works just
fine. I'll show you where Glenn Dobbs used to live.
Now, Don Ryback is watching in Saskatoon, and he writes in and he says, he reminds me of the arrival of Ken Austin. And I've been thinking about that, and I'm glad you brought that up, Don. I wasn't around. I was in high school when he showed up. A friend of mine gave me a 1987 Ryder fact book the other day, and Ken Austin's not in it. He showed up midway through 87, right, John Lipp?
Yep.
But he showed up after all the photos were taken for the media guide. So the guys that were on the Riders in 87 said the minute Ken Austin walked on the field and threw his first pass, they knew he had it.
Yeah, you can see it.
And we've all seen guys like that.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Cody Fajardo's that because it took 5 years for this.
Mm-hmm.
No, is he popular than Ken Austin? He's more popular than Ken Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Kent was popular, but he wasn't universally loved.
No.
Because people didn't necessarily like, and Don, clearly you're a man of history. You remember that he was Peyton Manning before there was Peyton Manning.
Yeah, he was.
Kent was running down the field, grabbing his receivers by the helmet and shaking them if they ran the wrong route or dropped the pass or something. People didn't like that here.
No.
Could you imagine Fajardo doing that?
No.
Not a chance. And when I threw out this suggestion that would money change Cody Fajardo, you worded it more eloquently than I did. I don't expect that it will.
Yeah.
I'm just throwing out the possibility of it. And I did an interview with Cody Fajardo. It's on my podcast, my recovery podcast. If you want to Google Peterson Recovery, it'll come up and you can listen to it. And I asked him, how do you stay humble? And how do you plan to stay humble? And that's all the concepts of faith and that we got into in the interview. And that's why I don't think he's going to get the big head. I don't think he's going to change. He's just going to, he is going to continue on this trajectory.
Yeah.
But it's funny because Wayne in BC wrote in yesterday, and I don't know where you're hearing this, Wayne, on Coffee Row in Victoria, BC, I guess. It's finally got out to Victoria that people are saying the Riders got lucky with Cody Fajardo. Hey, they've been saying it here for 2 months. And not just in Saskatchewan, but football people across the country. Oh, they got lucky with Fajardo. They got lucky. Come on. I mean, we've been talking about it for 2 months, Wayne. I'm surprised that you just brought it up now. I'm almost loath to bring it up. because we have discussed that. Yeah. They didn't get... I've been writing about it for 2 months.
He's been on the...
It's too hard to find a franchise quarterback. The Riders have been trying for 5 years to do it. It's too hard to say that they got lucky with this guy. There's no way. It's Jeremy O'Day.
Continue. You know all about him. From what he did in Nevada and how he played the Argos.
Did the work.
And with the Lions, he thought he'd fit in this team perfectly, and he was right on. The guy was a sensation with Nevada. 12,000 yards passing, 55 touchdowns over his career. And he ran for 42 touchdowns and ran for 300 or 3,000 yards. So he was a guy who was ideally suited to this league, but because he was in Toronto and Vancouver, just by circumstance, never got a chance to really show it. And I guess Jeremy O'Day, you got to give him the credit. I mean, all the credit in the world. He realized it, and he wanted to get him and got him. And look what's happened.
Yeah. I'm just going through these comments. Man, we should have started the whole show on Fajardo.
Yeah.
I knew we could spend two hours on Cody.
But look at the difference between Cody Fajardo and Brandon Bridge, for example. And I really think, man, that would be a really nice 1-2 punch if you got them both in their prime and really bought into the roles. You know, clearly,
Bridge? But he's never had a prime.
No, but clearly, and I've talked about this before, when he was with Kevin Glenn as the backup, that's when he was in his wheelhouse as the backup to Kevin Glenn, and he could come be the hero off the bench and be the gunslinger, but he could never start a football game. And I haven't watched Cody close enough over the last number of years. He never really got onto my radar as a backup in BC or in Toronto.
Well, he didn't get the chance,
but he was always the short yardage guy.
Yeah, that's right.
But maybe he just wasn't a good backup. He didn't bring that energy and that change of pace. But as a leader and as a starter, he's got that calmness, that demeanor, that ability to manage a game and really keep his teammates focused. It's just like, you know, some guys can fit in one role and can't fit in another. When you're sitting one role in a business and you're crushing it, but then all of a sudden you become the boss, you can't handle it. Yeah. You don't know how to manage people. You don't know how to manage, you know, the business. But in your previous role, you know, as an employee, you crush it.
Yeah.
Killing it, right? You got to stay in your lane.
Now we're getting some sizzle here.
Yes.
Why didn't we do 2 hours
Brandon
on this?
Brandon Bridge can stay in his lane as a really great backup when the starter's not coming out, and he can bring that energy and that fire and that no worry about making a mistake, but he can't start the game. Cody can do that.
Bridge is far better coming off the bench, which is a problem when you want him to be your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Metal Shingle Guy writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, and he says, I'm watching live on your site again. Which you can watch our show. You don't even need Facebook. You can watch it on rodpeterson.com daily, right? Daily you can watch.
Yep.
And Metal Shingle Guy is. He says, I'm sitting in the gazebo. It looks good. I'd like to see Zach do the Riders a favor for the W. Beating Calgary tonight would be a huge favor for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders if Zach can do it. That's right. Lynch, your ride is getting impatient, I can tell.
Okay.
It's been so great. Enjoy your lunch. Thanks, John.
It's been a great day.
The two John. It's been a great day. You didn't spill syrup on your shirt.
Don't tell him that.
I just did. Oh, they're going to show it. Oh, this is going to go on the highlight reel. He gone.
Bye, John.
He gone.
Bye. Can I slide with musical chairs?
You can. Somebody wrote in here and said, thanks to Mrs. P. Without her, the crew would be lost. She's the one who told us where the NHL Legacy Luncheon is today, because we would have gone to the wrong place. But thank you. I call her GPS, by the way, when we're driving.
I know you do.
She doesn't like that. She's always telling me where to go. And I said, thanks, GPS.
She is more than just a navigation system, Rod.
Yeah, she's Google. Yeah. We will be back. We'll check the poll results. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Football Friday. RodPeterson.com, listen live, Facebook Live, and catch all our best clips on our YouTube channel.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Your favorite movies. Your episode after episode after episode season marathon. All in one beautiful little box. With Max TV Stream from Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer, you can experience the best of live TV and movies on demand, in home or on the go. Just $99. Entertainment your way, anyway. Get your Max TV Stream media box today for just $99. Prairie Mobile, your SaskTel authorized dealer. Lives fully connected.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
My name is Karen Allen. I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007. The treatments themselves were difficult, but the care and attention that I received was phenomenal. But what if, with the advances in technology that have been made, having that better equipment would increase survival rates by 1, maybe 2%. That's people.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Football Friday continues. Episode number 102, and for that we're recognizing famous number twos in sports. They include Derek Jeter, Curtis Hunt, Barrett Jackman, Al McGinnis, Kawhi Leonard, Dave Ellett, Chad Owens, Troy Tulowitzki. So every sport can brag about one.
Oh yeah,
a famous number two today. I got to get this out again. Ringing the sponsor bell. Flooring Superstore, my good friend Trent Dickin over there from the wonderful Dickens fan. I love them like the Dickens. They have sponsored the rollout. We've changed the name, the warm-up, to the rollout.
Yeah.
You don't have a problem with that, do you?
Well, no.
Not if you're going to sponsor it.
Exactly.
Call it whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
If you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trent Dickin and the crew over at Flooring Superstore. They used to be Carpet Superstore. Now it's Flooring Superstore. And it's probably been a year or two since they've done that. Mm-hmm. I got to get that in my head. They were very good at branding Carpet Superstore. Now it's Flooring Superstore.
Yes.
And we're going to help them with that. It's the rollout, the opening segment of every show, from now to the end of time, brought to you by Flooring Superstore.
Is that the contract he signed?
TD, Trent Dickin, score a touchdown at Flooring Superstore.
Oh.
Flooring Supercenter.
We'll take those marketing checks, too. We're just going to handle everything around here.
Yeah.
I like it.
Flooring Superstore. Sports update. Washington Nationals are in the driver's seat as Game 3 of the World Series goes tonight on their home turf. Astros up 2-0. Nationals up 2-0 over the Astros. This one is in Washington. It's Zach Greinke for the Stros against the Nats' Anibal Sanchez. The rolling Vancouver Canucks return to action tonight when they welcome the Washington Capitals to Rogers Arena. The Canucks have won 6 of their last 7. Heading into tonight's game, the Caps are entering the third date in a 4-game Canadian road trip. The slumping Leafs entertain the Sharks tonight. You knew that.
Mm-hmm.
The Leafs have just 1 win over their last 4. Also tonight, the Sens host the Yankees. The Raptors play their first road game of the NBA season when they take on the division rival Celtics in Boston. Toronto opened the season with an overtime home win over New Orleans on Tuesday. And Zach Kolaros will be under center for Winnipeg tonight when the Bombers host the Calgary Stampeders to kick off week 20 in the CFL, 6:30 on TSN. That is your Friday morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room. Don't forget, they got a viewing party Saturday night for the NHL Heritage Classic. If you haven't checked out Ballers yet, now's your chance, right in the heart of the Dudeney Strip. Regina's newest entertainment destination. Somebody had written in here earlier about Canada West football weekend. You see the lid here, the bucket donated by Canada West and Evan Dom. What do people need to know? The Rams are home tonight. I know that.
Yeah, at Libel Field. It's going to be outstanding because obviously Mosaic Stadium is not playable for football tonight. So they're over at Libel Field, which everybody believes they should play there anyway. It's a wonderful facility. And so I'm excited to be down there right in the middle of it for that game tonight. Playing Manitoba. Now for the Rams, I mean, what a season. I don't want to say missed opportunities, but what could have been, because they played so well, but they had so many injuries, tight losses, and then didn't get any help down the stretch. Team should be a playoff team, but they're not. But Manitoba is, and Brian Dobie's got Manitoba rolling. They just beat Calgary. They've got some studs on that defensive line. They're a good team. It's going to be fun to watch. And then tomorrow in Saskatoon in the afternoon, I'll have the Huskies and Alberta in a winner. Winner of that game gets a home playoff game. So that's exciting. Really looking forward to that one. Canada West, it's great. And then into the playoffs next weekend. So away we go.
Did you say you're broadcasting the Rams game tonight? Are you on the air?
I'm on the air for the Rams tonight, the Huskies tomorrow, and then the playoffs, yeah.
Look at you.
Right through.
This Rams, that was a gut punch, the Bisons beating Calgary last week.
Huge.
That was a gut punch. I could even feel that one from a Rams perspective. But get them next year.
Yeah.
Do you think they will ever go to Libel Field? Why don't they go to Libel Field? And for those that don't know, it's the amateur football facility here. Calgary's got one like that. It's called Hellard Field, and it's beautiful, as paid for by Ted Hellard, the former owner of the Stampeders. But no, the Dinos and the Colts want to play in McMahon, and the Rams want to play in the big place. They're out of it because they can't play in it, as you pointed out, because of the Heritage Classic. Why is it?
You know, I've never really, really gone in and poked around seriously about why they don't. But I think, you know, they've got a really good relationship with the Rough Riders. And a big one, I mean, the Rams 50-50. They support the Riders. They play in the same home. They got the logo down there. The logo was always on the field and all that, you know, type of stuff. And with the 50-50 and playing in the same venue and being a second tenant in there, they've got that relationship. And so I think that's why they leave. I think if they leave and maybe, that relationship goes away, that's a big funding model for them, is that 50-50. They work, the parents are working at that every game. I think that's a big reason that keeps the Rams so successful and keeps the money coming through so they can support.
Well, there's got to be a reason.
I think that's it.
But I also think part of it is wanting to play in the big house. I mean, I remember talking to the Bisons people that when they bring in a recruit, when they're recruiting somebody and they get off the elevator at IG Field, it's, whoa.
Yeah.
You're going to play here.
Here's your workout facility.
Yeah, there's no two ways about that. Sean in Saskatoon writes in and he says, it would be cool if the CFL would let you put logos on all those virtual helmets on the shelves around the background. Oh, the CFL doesn't have a problem with us putting logos on. It's not like there's a problem with that. Not at all. Don't worry about that. We'll be putting CFL logos on at any moment. I mean, the commissioner was just in town this week. Did I tell you that?
Yeah.
He spoke at the RCMP regimental dinner. I had a buddy there, Brad, who's watching this morning. He's with the military, and he's very happy that I was wearing a poppy today. And he said he went up to Commissioner Ambrosi Tuesday night at the Heritage Center. He says, we have a mutual friend. And Randy said, who's that? Rod Peterson. And Randy had some nice things to say. And when I was with Brad last night, he goes, you're in the commissioner's good books. I said, well, that feels good.
Yeah, it's a good place to be.
It's good, yeah, at least with somebody. So putting logos on those helmets on the wall won't be a problem. Maybe we need to get on that. I don't know. But when we got all these other teams sending in gifts, why would we not display them?
Yeah, we don't. I mean, send something in, we'll display it. It's our friends that are sending stuff in. They want to support, and we want to support them too. And I'm sure the CFL will follow, and the teams will, do some stuff. Again, first to the party gets the best spot, typically, right?
Right.
I can't wait to see who's going to be first.
Who was in here today, and they wanted to know who's going to go right here in the middle? And I'm like, probably nobody. There's a reason that I'm keeping this clear on the desk. And, of course, the people that are listening has no idea what I'm talking about because they're not watching. But Donna is. She's out front of the Cornwall Center. She's watching the show. She says, I'm loving the Wi-Fi. watching the show. Well, awesome. We're loving that you're watching, Donna, out front of the Cornwall Center where the barbecue is about to happen.
Okay.
For the NHL and the Sticks Road Hockey Tournament as well. They get fired up at 1 o'clock today as all part of NHL Heritage Classic festivities. Don in Saskatoon subsequently chimes in and he says, DD is exactly right. Sweetheart deal for the Rams at Mosaic plus the replays on the big screen. And all that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And our social media consultant, Tatter Daku, writes in and he says, the shooting lane needs to stay clear. Nothing on the middle of the desk. I completely agree. Oh, we got another sponsor. Emerald Waters Renewed from Tatter, our sales manager. Emerald Water, another wonderful partner of the Rod Peterson Show. They've renewed. We're not done yet. I'm going to slip into my luncheon suit in this break and come back for overtime. And Monty in Saskatoon wanted an acknowledgement of the WHL, the dub. So we'll do that.
Beyonce needs a wardrobe change.
Beyonce? I'm not sure how I feel about the fact you guys call me Beyonce. It's not necessarily bad. It's not necessarily great.
It's not bad. Of course it's not bad.
Could
Look
be worse things.
Could be worse.
We'll be back for overtime in a moment. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Our biggest sale of the year has returned. The greatest auto sale is back at Capital Ford Lincoln. We have over 800 new and used vehicles to choose from with savings up to $19,000. And for a limited time, we're offering finance rates as low as 0% on new vehicles and 1.9% on used vehicles. Buy or lease a new or used vehicle during the Greatest Auto Sale for your chance to win your payments for a whole year. Run down, walk down, bus down, or fly down. Just get yourself down to Capital's Greatest Auto Sale.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. It is the overtime segment. We've dropped the puck and still plenty of time left in this edition of A Football Friday with Dupes. Get a picture of it. Get a picture. Because I'm in the monkey suit here. For this NHL luncheon, which has actually already started, we probably should leave a little early. I'm going to be racing with you and Clark down there to the International Trade Center where Commissioner Gary Bettman is speaking along with the legacy folks. They're announcing what money's going to be left behind in Saskatchewan from the NHL Heritage Classic. So there's that. Now, Monty in Saskatoon wanted an acknowledgement of the WHL. It is a very busy night in the dub. Just so you know, the Moose Jaw Warriors are home to the Calgary Hitmen. The Brandon Wheat Kings are at Lethbridge. Medicine Hat Tigers into Edmonton tonight. Seattle is at Red Deer. Your Blades welcome the Kootenay Ice. Prince Albert Raiders on the road to Tri-City. It almost appears to me like every team in the dub is playing except the Pats. And I'm probably wrong on that, but Pats are just sitting back and waiting for the Prairie Classic on Sunday.
Yeah, and that's typically a Friday, Saturday night in the Western Hockey League. You try and get everybody playing. So big gate nights. They're eliminating more and more of the weekday games in favor of the weekend games to try and maximize how many people can get there. But Friday night in the dub, it's always a fun night wherever you are.
People are chiming in with some very nice comments on the duds. Everything's happening here. Can I read this Greg Zahn thing? Greg Zahn has just texted the show. Apparently, he's booting up the Zahntourage at Grey Cup this year and wanted me to tell you. That's from Clark. Greg Zahn, who was just on here the other day, 16-year major leaguer, World Series champion, always the most legendary Grey Cup party is always the Zahntourage party is put on by Greg Zahn. Proceeds to charity. So, folks, if you're going to the Calgary Grey Cup and the party is always on the Friday night, stay tuned to this show for details on the Zahntourage. The phone's going nuts here. Brady in Saskatoon says, I'll be watching the Winter Classic, but not cheering any particular team. If I had to pick one, though, I'd have to go with the Jets. And I'm glad that he reminded me. Clark and I put our heads together on a poll question yesterday. It looked like a rock pile, as I like to say. And it was, you know, obviously yesterday's question was Canada's game of the week. We've determined it's Winnipeg-Calgary. That was yesterday's vote.
Yep.
And then today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, who will you be cheering for in the Heritage Classic? 66% say the Winnipeg Jets. 66%. 34% say the Calgary Flames. What is with this show in Winnipeg?
Okay. Yeah. And they love us. And they love, I mean, they're passionate people. And they don't get enough coverage. And they do well in Winnipeg for coverage of their teams, but that's how, you know, hungry they are for coverage, and they're passionate
at this
people.
Time of day.
Yeah, they're passionate people, and so we want to deliver on that, and we're happy to have you. And sometimes we won't get along, but we'll always be here for you, and yeah, we'll continue to do it every day.
The last couple days have been owned by Winnipeg on this show. Now I'm just getting eviscerated by people because I said the Kootenay Ice. Sorry. Force a habit.
It's only been.
Just the Winnipeg Ice, okay? I get it. We got Cranbrook writing in. Monty's all over me. Linda writes in and says, very handsome, Rod. From Donna, very sharp dresser. I don't think I could do this every day.
No?
I mean, as you know, I was a hockey guy for 17 years in the dub, wore a suit all the time. Not like I didn't like it, but early on in this program, and I'll give Clark the credit for this, I said, Clark, what do you want me wearing? He goes, you wear what you're going to wear. Be you. So as you know, because you've known me for a long time, the hoodies, the golf shirts, the shorts, that's what I wear on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But for our friends at Colin O'Brien's, can we get a picture of this? Can we get a picture so I can send it to those dudes? I'm going to stop in there after
now,
the luncheon today.
Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your price?
What's my price for what?
Well, I mean.
Everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price. So if Colin O'Brien's comes back and says, well, would you wear a suit every day? What's your price? You don't put that out there, but you think about that because everybody's got a price.
Everybody's got a price. Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
From Ty Dacu. This is when Lynch left. He says, you should do a Berman style. He could go all the way when Lynch leaves. Lynch, I had to rein him in today quite a few times. Did you notice?
Yeah.
The guy's got so much energy.
Oh, yeah. And he's looking good.
He's getting stronger.
Yeah.
He's getting stronger. Craig Smith is just going, our director of scouting. Women go crazy about a sharp-dressed man. Quote, ZZ Top. Thank you, Smitty. Any last words?
No, I'm really excited for the weekend. Very excited for the weekend.
Very excited.
Yeah, and even though I'm going to be all over the place, I'm going to make sure I get back for the Heritage Classic. That'll be a tight trip from Saskatoon back, and then just to turn around and go right back to Saskatoon for a game on Sunday. But I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy the moment. Take it in. If you don't get the chance and you can't afford it or you don't have a ticket, go to the Pats game and the Hitman game on Sunday in the afternoon. It's cheap, less than $20 for a ticket. So, yeah, enjoy the festivities. Have fun, be safe, and have a great weekend.
What I think would be really cool is, and I think there's still time, for the Pats to do like a telemiracle ticket count.
That'd be cool.
Like they're at, last we heard 14,000 for the Prairie Classic on Sunday. Where are we going? Right?
Yeah.
Get it going, get people into it.
Yeah.
But that's their business, not ours. Mine, I've been very I'm very grateful to have been invited to a reception tonight with the broadcast crew of tomorrow night's game from Rogers Sportsnet. Ron McLean's one of them. So we're going to be there tonight. Obviously, Matt Barnaby's in town. Barney. So we're going to find some time together.
Yeah.
So that's tonight. And then tomorrow, the sports doc and I are going for breakfast. I'm manning our tent.
Yep.
Can you tell the folks what's happening at the fan activity?
Yes, we better do that.
Yeah, and by the way, we got to hurry up because we got a luncheon to get
to. Okay, okay. Cole's notes, but we're going to give you an opportunity to come down. We're going to have the tent set up. We're going to have the studio set up at the fan experience where you can come down. You can shoot your very own Rod's Rant for Bronco Plumbing and Heating. So make sure you charge up your phones. Get your rant ready about anything, about hockey, football, about us. It doesn't matter. And you'll post it on social media. Chance to win a great Rod Peterson Show gift package, which includes an opportunity to come here to the studio for one live episode meet and greet with Rod and I. Drink coffee out of the mugs with us from Caliber Coffee and do the whole thing. So chance to win that at our tent tomorrow and Sunday before both the games. So come by, say hi, meet Rod, and get your very own Rod's Rant ready to go.
That's awesome. So we'll see you at Confederation Park Saturday, Sunday. And we got to go. Lunch with Gary.
Let's go.
See you Monday at 10 a.m. Mountain on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.